Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 17th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, hit and run, motorcycle, car accident. First you call 911, then you get the compensation you deserve. I send you to our title sponsors, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And of course, we got the NBA Finals tonight. Stanley Cup Final tomorrow night. Obviously, we're going to do a lot about that today. And BetOnline, that's your number one source for all your action. Every stat, matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, you head on over to the online casino, get into some blackjack, into some poker, maybe some slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Glad to have you guys with us. We got the NBA Finals tonight. We got the Stanley Cup Final Game 5 tomorrow night, which we all know is the main event. Our pal Jessica Blaylock, Bally Sports Panthers, she's going to join us on the show today. She was at the watch party on Saturday night, which I think by the time it gets to 5-1, you got to dip out of that watch party, right? I've already told you, the watch party's not for me. You know, I got some messages, a couple buddies, hey, what do you want to do about the game? Do you want to go out somewhere? Had some people message me, hey, you thinking about going to the watch party? I like that they do the watch party. And by the way, really happy for Jessica Blaylock that she was able to be at the watch. I mean, outcome sucks, but as opposed to her having to work the Marlins, she was able to potentially be there to celebrate. I sent her a message a little bit before the game. I'm like, I'm so happy for you. You get to be there. She loves the Panthers so much. I don't think that's the case for her tomorrow. I think she's working Marlins. So we'll get her on. We'll talk about the experience from Saturday night. We'll talk about what's to come tomorrow. But people were messaging me, Zaslow, do you want to go out? Like my buddy sent me a message, hey, you want to go somewhere to watch the game? So I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm watching the game right here in the Zaslow Mansion family room, which of course we all know turns into the serious room once the game gets going. You're welcome to come here. You're allowed. You're in the inner circle. You're allowed to come over here and watch it with me. I'm not going anywhere. I got to be around people that I trust. It's a very exclusive group, all right? See, my show is inclusive. I want everybody listening to Zaslow Show 2.0. Very inclusive show. But when it comes to watching the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals, this is an exclusive situation, all right? We don't let everybody in. So there are some people that are allowed to come in to to the Zaslow Mansion Serious Room, and you could experience it with me, but no chance am I going out somewhere and watching it. There are several reasons for that, all right? The most important reason is I got to make sure it's everyone that I trust that's around me. And for instance, on Saturday night, my son and I, my older son, my younger one had friends over. And so he was busy with his friends. He had a bunch of friends sleeping over. So I was watching with my older one, which is fine. But it's like, all right, this is Serious Room. I told my younger son, listen, this is not a joke. You tell your friends, nobody's coming in here. You guys either stay in the game room or stay upstairs. Nobody comes in here to the Zaslow Mansion family room, which we all know is now transformed into the Serious Room. This is not a joke. You gotta leave us alone. So it was just me and it was my son, Corey. We were watching the game. And when we get to, like, so they're down 3-1. And I turn, and it's a bummer, of course. Like, they score when it's 2-0. I'm into it. He's into it. Tarasenko, he's been great. And then it's 3-1. Okay. And I turn to my son, I go, you know, it's going to be more exciting when they come back and win now that there's this adversity, you know? And even at 4-1, you know, at 4-1 midway through the second period, it's like, all right, if we can get one by the end of this period, if you can go into the third down 2, we're in it. But then it becomes 5-1, and that's it. At 5-1, you got to leave the watch party, right? Like, that place looked like it was rocking Amarin Bank Arena on Saturday. It sold out, right? At 5-1, you got to get up and leave. At that point, it's over, all right? And yeah, Saturday night was embarrassing. I don't know any other way to put it, you know? 8-1. Get it all out of your system. Guess what? Oiler fan can be as excited as they want. Guess what? None of those goals carry over. None of them. Score as many as you want. 8's embarrassing. Bob gets pulled, which, by the way, going into the game, Sergei Bobrovsky, definitely the front runner, heavy favorite to win Conn Smythe. I think Barkov, not far behind him. I do wonder how getting pulled, giving up the 5 goals, I do wonder how that hurts Bobrovsky's case. I mean, look, if tomorrow night Bobrovsky shuts the Oilers out again, he's going to win Conn Smythe. I do wonder how Saturday night affects his chances, but it's still Bobrovsky. It's still Barkov. On the Oilers side, now they've won a game. McDavid, clear front runner there. He set the all-time record, right, for points or for assists in a postseason, passing Gretzky. And he got his first goal of the series in Game 4. So McDavid is now on the radar as far as Conn Smythe, for sure. But Bobrovsky and Barkov may be closer to even. I haven't checked out what the odds are. They may be closer to even now as far as Conn Smythe goes going into Game 5. Now look, I certainly wanted the Panthers to win on Saturday night. And obviously. But the reason I'm saying that is, oh, you know, some people are like, ah, no, you know what? It's okay to lose. Like the Celtics. Celtics and Panthers, exact same scenario. Up 3 games to none, a chance to clinch on the road. Both of them get their shit kicked in. And now we're coming back home for Game 5. The Celtic fan goes into tonight's game 99.9% sure they're going to win. Like, I think the Celtics are going to kick the shit out of the Mavericks tonight. The Celtic fan is incredibly confident going into tonight. The Panther fan tomorrow, I think the Panther fan is confident, but the Panther fan also knows tomorrow night can go either way. The Celtic fan would be shocked if the Celtics lose tonight. The Panther fan would not be shocked if the Oilers win tomorrow. Not even close. So it's a major difference between the NBA and the Stanley Cup playoffs in that regard. So any conversation going into the game on Saturday, and, oh, Zaza, how you feel about them losing and then clinching at home? I don't feel good about it. I want them to win Saturday night because tomorrow night's totally up in the air. It's 50-50. Either they win or lose, it's 50-50. No, it's either 50-50. Like, you could totally see the Oilers win tomorrow night. And then at that point, like, look, if the Oilers get out to a 1-0 lead tomorrow night, crowds can get a little tight. They are. Now, granted, no matter what, going into tomorrow, you had 4. Now you got 3 chances to win one game. Even if the Panthers lose tomorrow, they're still in a great spot. a great spot. But shit starts to get real if the Panthers don't win tomorrow night. And that will bring us back to, okay, momentum. I don't believe in that shit. There's no momentum from one game to the next. If there was momentum from one game to the next, the Panthers were up 3-0. Why didn't they kick the shit out of the Oilers in game 4? And by the way, Panthers should be worried. The last 4 periods, the Oilers have outscored the Panthers 10-1. Yeah, that's true. But holy shit, is that an awfully specific stat that you're giving there? Why the last 4 periods? Why not do the last 5 periods? Why not? I mean, the last 5 periods, the score is only 11-4. 10-1, like, why not include that second period? The Panthers score 3 goals. Yeah, go to halfway through the second period until now. Then they are only outscoring the Panthers 10-4. Not that big of a deal. It's an awfully specific stat. And by the way, that third period, the Panthers were so due for a dud. They'd won 6 in a row. But that third period in game 3, you got the puck that goes off of Mikkola's arm. And then you got the deflection after that. And then the Panthers shut that shit down afterward. Bobrovsky, amazing save on McLeod from the setup of McDavid. Like, it's just, what happened in game 3 in the third period has nothing to do with what happened in the entire game 4. Game 4, the Oilers beat the shit out of the Panthers. It's its own entity. There's no momentum from one game to the next. And by the way, and we'll talk to Jessica about this, the Panthers coming back home. Home ice advantage doesn't matter in hockey. As far as the crowd affecting you, I don't believe it plays a big role. But where it does play a big role is in a series like this where you get last change. And Paul Maurice getting last change so he can have Barkov and Forsling on the ice at the same time against the McDavid line, that's a really big deal. If we're to a big deal, not a big deal, that'd be a big deal. That's a really big advantage. So here's the reality of it. The Panthers went into Edmonton. And oh my God, coming up with a sweep is so hard. The Panthers went into Edmonton. The goal, I know the goal was to win every game. The realistic goal is to get a split. You took care of your home ice. Go up to Edmonton. Raucous crowd. Rowdy barn. Get a split. And put yourself in a position to win the Stanley Cup on home ice. And the Panthers did exactly that. The Panthers completed the mission. They went to Edmonton. They got a split. And now, for the first time ever, the Stanley Cup will be in Amerant Bank Arena. That's right. For the first time ever, the Stanley Cup will be in the building with the Panthers having a chance to win it. Obviously, it was in the building at Rogers Place. It will be in the building for the first time ever in Sunrise, and the Panthers have a chance to win it in front of the home crowd. So, obviously, I was rooting super hard for them to win Saturday. And by the way, the team, professional sports teams, I'm going to do a little spoiler for you here, okay, based on my experience. Professional sports teams, they like winning on the road better. So it's not as if the Panthers in the back of their mind were, it's okay, we'd rather win it at home. No, they like winning on the road better. Why is that? When you win it on the road, the team stays together. The team is then partying all night long because they have to. They're all on the road. They're all in Edmonton with their family. Everybody's there together. They rent a room out in the, like a ballroom in the hotel. They party the entire night. Then they're flying back, everybody together. You got the Stanley Cup with you. Everybody's partying. When you're at home, you do your little celebration in the locker room, in the dressing room. That's all fun. And then everyone goes their separate ways. Everyone's got their family and friends. They got their own parties. Everybody has their homes there. You go your own separate ways. You don't have to stay together. Teams like winning on the road. When they have the opportunity, they want to win it on the road. It's more fun. But when the Panthers lose, like, if the Panthers lost games 1, 2, or 3, the way that they lost game 4, I'd have been sick to my stomach. I wasn't sick. Because, yes, the fact that we have 4 chances and the next one, Tuesday night, is at home, takes away a lot of the sting. You gotta be honest. It takes away a lot of the sting. So I'm really looking forward to that. Now, here's a little bit of a creak in the armor, if you will. And by the way, before we continue on here, you guys know, I love telling you about our great sponsors, all right? And I always want to make sure you're taken care of. So if you're thinking to yourself, like, Zaslow, you know what? I'm thinking about getting a new car. Do you have any suggestions? And of course, I tell you, you do know the summer sales event is going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, right? You haven't forgotten that, have you? North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership we personally endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle. Right now, you can lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek for just $219 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com for full details. So easy to find North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Take advantage of all the deals going on right now at the summer sales event. Maybe you just want to get your current vehicle serviced. Well, how about this? You don't have to drive a Subaru to get serviced at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. They service all makes and models. So whatever car you currently drive, you're going to get serviced with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. NFLSubaru.com. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right. So we'll do some NBA, but coming out of Edmonton with a split was enormous. None of those goals carry over. McDavid was obviously going to eventually score. I think Draisaitl also had his first point in the series. Good. Let it be in an 8-1 game. Let it not be in an overtime game. Or in a one-goal game, which, by the way, no overtimes yet this series. I mean, can you imagine? I said this to my son before the game started on Saturday night. Can you imagine Tuesday night goes to overtime? Oh, my God. Will my heart be able to take it? Can you imagine winning the Stanley Cup in overtime? I mean, it's happened many times before. That would be something. Oh, man, that would be something. I feel for the Panther fans who flew up to Edmonton. You know, the team flying to Edmonton, and the team got there, like their flight was delayed getting out there on Wednesday. So not a big deal. So not a big deal for the team. They're flying direct. I mean, maybe they had to stop in Kansas City to refuel, but they're flying right there. They're on a chartered flight. So not a big deal for the team. But if you're a fan, you're spending all the money on the tickets, hotel, airfare, and to get there, it takes like a day. There's no direct flights. You're stopping in Montreal or you're stopping in Toronto and you're laying over and then you get to Edmonton. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere, Alberta. It takes forever to get to Edmonton. And you get there and the Panthers lose 8-1. Oh boy. That's terrible. That's why I told you this a million times. I don't do the traveling for sports. I can't do it. Oh, but it was an amazing time, an amazing experience. I'm walking out of the building on the wrong side of 8-1. I spent all that money, and now I got to get on a plane all the way back to Fort Lauderdale International Airport. This is not a good time to me. This was not a good experience. I travel for WWE. I travel for Pearl Jam. Guaranteed great time. You travel to Edmonton to watch the Panthers lose 8-1. Terrible time. I would never do that. I don't travel for sports. You can't do it. Now, if you're thinking about going tomorrow night, last time I checked, which was yesterday, cheapest ticket to get in the building, $1,100. $1,100. I remember last round, I was thinking of going to which one? To game 5, I believe. Was thinking of going. Panthers lost it. They had a chance to clinch the series. And no, they didn't have a chance to clinch the series. No, and they didn't lose that, by the way. I'm sorry. It was 2-2. Panthers won game. They won games 4, 5, and 6 to win the series. I was thinking about going to game 5. And the cheapest ticket came down to around $200 to get in the building. This, almost $1,100 to get into the building. Like, I know I told you guys I'm trying to go. It's got to be times three. Like, unless if someone were to give me two tickets, okay, then I would have to do eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and I would pick which son I'm taking. If it's free, you know, if someone's bringing me, like last year, my man Colin, founder and CEO from Sheets and Giggles, he brought me and my son Jordan. Okay, if that were the case, then I'll do a little Sophie's Choice, and I'll pick which son I want to bring to the game with me. But if I'm buying tickets, I can't just buy two. I'd have to buy three. So it ain't happening. And by the way, how about this? At least as of right now. Like, if somehow I obtain tickets for tomorrow night, I would have to find a way out. I'm working tomorrow night. I'm doing Amber and Ian. Which, by the way, I thought, because this was scheduled a couple weeks ago, I thought that I was doing the show with Amber. She's now taking the show off. She's not even working the show. So I'm working Amber and Ian tomorrow night on ESPN Radio from 7 to 10 p.m. Yep. Now, I've been on during two Panther games so far this postseason. One of them was game two against the Rangers. I was on the air for that. They lost. Had to watch them lose in overtime. It sucked. And I was on a weekend. And the other one, I was on with Jordan Ronan on ESPN Radio. And that was for game six. Yeah, the clincher. That's right. But we got done by the end of the second period. So I got to come downstairs and watch the third period uninterrupted. That's what tomorrow night's going to be like. So I'm on 7 to 10 p.m. Game starts at 8:20. By the time I'm done at 10, second period will probably just be wrapping up. But so I'll be able to come down and watch the third period uninterrupted in the Zaslow Mansion Series Room. But I already told them, you want me to work during the Panther game, which we didn't know at first a couple weeks ago. If I'm going to be working during the Panther game, this is what you get. I'm going to be reacting live on the air. I'm going to have the Panther game on here in the Zaslow Mansion Network Studios. Like, we're doing both at the same time. This is what you get. This is the real deal right here. All right. So it could be a wild show. Or it could be a depressing show. I don't know. I can't predict the future. But as of right now, look, if someone dropped a pair of tickets on my lap here, we're calling in sick tomorrow night to work. But otherwise, I'm on the air for the first two periods. Panthers, Oilers, Stanley Cup final. It's all very exciting, though. Everything's going to work out. Don't you worry your pretty little face. All right. We'll get to NBA. Tomorrow night's going to be so great. The worst part, though, about Saturday, like for the whole lead-up to it, 24 hours leading up to the game, I couldn't stop thinking about it. Like, I was all I was able to think about all day long. Had a chance. Is today the last morning we wake up and the Panthers are not Stanley Cup champions? I'm going to send that tweet out again tomorrow morning. Is today the last morning we wake up and the Panthers are not Stanley Cup champions? The part that gets me so excited is, how's it going to go? Like, who's going to be the hero? Who's going to get the game-winning goal? Who's going to be our best player if we win the Stanley Cup? That's the part that gets me so excited. Is the game tied and we score the winner with 2 minutes left? Who's that guy that we remember forever when we win the Stanley Cup? That's the part that's so exciting to me. All right, let's get to Jessica. All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul. Pick up a refreshing German lager in a can, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. Go to johnnycuba.us. You could use the Johnny locator. You could find out where the nearest Johnny Cuba is to you. How else are you going to enjoy the NBA Finals tonight or the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow night? Make sure you always drink responsibly and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra. Stay tranquilo. Joining us now is our pal, Bally Sports, is Jessica Blaylock. Jessica, we're 1 day away from another opportunity for the Panthers to win their first ever Stanley Cup. Now, you were in the building in Sunrise for Saturday night for the watch party. Can you give me a little bit of the rundown of what it was like before the game? just the whole scene there with the crowd amped up thinking they got a chance to win it that night.
It was unbelievable. And I'm sure you saw some of the videos of how early people were lined up to get into the arena. And it truly had the atmosphere of a home game. You know, the arena was packed. All of the pregame festivities, everybody shouting red and night during the national anthem. Obviously, there was such a buzz, such an excitement with this fan base knowing what the Florida Panthers are potentially on the verge of doing. So it was incredible. And I just remember thinking to myself how far the Florida Panthers have come, right? Especially over the last decade, my first season of covering the team to where they are now, to what the team looks like, to what they have accomplished out on the ice for the last several years in particular. And it gave me chills. It gave me goosebumps. And despite the outcome of the game, it was really, really special and really cool to be able to partake in just the excitement in South Florida for this Florida Panthers team.
The watch party's not for me. Like I like the idea of it. I think it's cool that everybody can get together and, you know, it's like you're at the game and you're celebrating together. But like someone asked me the day before, hey, are you thinking of going to the watch party? I go, no chance. Because I need to watch it in a controlled environment. You know, I need to watch it here around all the people that I trust, meaning my, you know, my boys. And I don't know what my reaction's going to be if they win. Like, I don't need to be blubbering in front of people that I don't know. So I have to watch it here in the Zaslow Mansion Sirius Room.
Well, and for me, it's complete opposite, right? Like, I wanted to be surrounded by people who were just as excited and just as happy and just as, you know, going out of their minds, delirious, if the Panthers were able to complete the sweep. You know, I didn't want to watch it by myself at home. I wanted to be surrounded by people who were going just as nuts as I was. So that to me is the appeal of the watch party, is you get to literally be in solidarity with 20,000 other people who feel exactly the same way as you do about the team hoisting a cup. And so I don't know. I think that was the appeal of it, is I wanted to make sure that whatever I was doing for that game, I was surrounded by people that I could celebrate it with, whether I knew them or not. We were all going to be united and connected over one particular reason. So, either way though, I totally get, everybody has their own thing, right? Some people want to be able to lock in. They want to watch it by themselves so they can just completely pay attention to every single thing that's going on. Some people want to be out and about. Some people want to be at a watch party. Whatever you want to do, whatever your thing is, especially for a potentially clinching game, I say go for it. But for me, I really wanted to be kind of in the thick of it if the Panthers were gonna seal the deal in game four.
Building's going to be bananas tomorrow. Like, that's one of the things where I got the question from a couple people going into game four, where it's like, Zaz, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to root for. You know, I want the Panthers to win, but it'd be really cool if they, you know, if they lost tonight and then they could win it on home ice. And I'm like, listen, this is not a real discussion. You want them to win it tonight. All right.
Without
you want them to win
doubt.
It right away. Yeah. But it does take the sting away knowing that, okay, this game's over. Winning it at home will be pretty damn great.
Oh, absolutely. And I always had the Panthers in five. That was my prediction before the start of this series. And I'm with you. I would have absolutely loved a sweep. As much as I want the Cats to be able to win it on home ice, I would have 1,000% taken a sweep, taken a game four victory. But I guess if you want to say there's a little bit of a silver lining, it is the fact that now the Panthers get to come back to South Florida and potentially win it on home ice in front of the fans. And the atmosphere is going to be absolutely ridiculous. It's going to be, I just think it's going to be
I'll tell
so
you, the atmosphere cool. better be ridiculous for those ticket prices. Are you kidding me?
I know. But it would be totally worth it. I mean, you think about, like, I know for me personally, one of the things that I was thinking about is the fact that I've been a sports reporter now for 15 plus years. This is the first time in 15 plus years that one of the teams that I cover has the opportunity to win a championship. It's so hard to not only get to the Stanley Cup final or to get to the NBA final or to get to the World Series or the Super Bowl. When your team has an opportunity to win it, you got to take advantage. You know, you have to take advantage. And so, yeah, I see the ticket prices, and if I wasn't working baseball, I might consider pulling the trigger and doing it. But either way, we'll still figure out some way to celebrate, hopefully, on Tuesday night.
I mean, Jess, granted, it was the first round, but I wanted, once the series came back to Sunrise to clinch against Tampa for game five, I was like, all right, I've never been at a clinching game. Let's go. Took my younger son, and we went to the game. And I understand first round, but we bought tickets. It was first row in the upper deck, which is where we always love to sit. We love first row upper deck. First row upper deck, $90 a piece. $90. And now, what a deal, right? And now, just to get into the building, it's over $1,000 for tomorrow night's game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, we should have played that game where I try and guess prices. Didn't we do that one?
We have done that before. You're terrible at it.
Yeah. My numbers.
You're very bad at that game. You're very bad at it. Sorry to break up the conversation, you guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep going back. I keep going back. I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there, and I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida. God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It could make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to. So, hey, are you nervous going into tomorrow? Because there's a major difference between the NBA and the NHL where, like, tonight, okay, save the gap for the Celtics. Chance to close it out on the road, and they got their shit kicked in. So now they got a chance to come home and win it on the home court. It's so different, though, in basketball, because if you're a Celtic fan going into this game tonight, I am 99.9% confident that the Celtics are winning this game tonight. But hockey's a different animal.
Well, yeah, and just because the two sports are so different, right? In the NBA, one player can truly dictate how a game goes. And in hockey, you really need every single piece of the equation to be on the same page. You do have the exceptions, right? Like game one against Edmonton, that game was totally about Sergei Bobrovsky. Bob was unbelievable in the net. But for the most part, that is the exception versus the rule. So to answer your original question, am I nervous? I'm nervous only in the sense that I just so desperately want to see the Panthers win a cup. So there's just the natural nerves of knowing how close you are, but also understanding that you still have to find a way to close it out. And I also think sometimes the tricky thing is that momentum always seems to lie with the team who won the most recent game, right? But when I look back, not only at the playoffs, but the regular season of what the Panthers have done, you know, everybody thought that the start of the year was going to be so difficult for the Panthers because they were playing without Ekblad, Montour, and Sam Bennett. And what did the Panthers do? They didn't just tread water. They had a great start to the season. And then what do? They end up winning the Atlantic Division when everybody thought that Boston had that wrapped up. And then what do? They come into the playoffs and they knock off the Tampa Bay Lightning. And even looking back at that series, you know, they had won the first three games and then Tampa wins the fourth game and everybody's like, oh gosh, okay, now all of a sudden Tampa's turning the tide in this series. Well, then they end up closing it out. Then they go and face the Boston Bruins, who were coming off of an emotional overtime win against the Toronto Maple Leafs in their first round series. Boston wins game one of that series. And what do people feel? Oh, the Bruins are going to sweep the Panthers. And then the Panthers take care of business. That Rangers series, the Rangers win game two and game three in overtime. And everybody's like, okay, well, Panthers have finally met their match in the playoffs in the New York Rangers, who won the President's Trophy. What do the Panthers do? They end up winning that series. Right now, I know it was a bad loss the other night, but the Panthers are still up 3-1 in this series.
I mean, think about it this way, Jess. If game four was game three, if it switched around, and it's the same thing, we're up 3-1. If we lost game three, 8-1, and we won game four, 4-3, we'd be feeling amazing.
Everybody,
right now.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what even Paul Maurice made that point. He said, we went into Edmonton and we got a
split.
They
got it done.
We did what we needed to do. Yeah. So I get it because I promise I am as emotionally tied into this as anybody else. This team has given us zero reason to doubt them.
Yeah.
Zero reason to doubt them. So,
and I also think it's a big deal where, look, now we get back. You want to talk about home ice doesn't mean anything. Home ice plays a big role when it comes to the line changes. And
huge.
So now back home for game five, Paul Maurice can get back to trying to have Barkov
absolutely
and Forsling on the ice at the same time, which was very rare on the road.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. And that is a huge aspect of that home ice advantage. So like I said, from the start, I had Panthers in five. I'm sticking with Panthers in five. I think they get it done tomorrow night. And I think they get it done in front of the home crowd.
Now, how will tomorrow night look for you? Because you're working the Marlins. And
yes,
the Marlins did move the game up a little bit. But thinking about it, okay, so if it's a 6:10 game for the Marlins, that game will probably end maybe 8:45, 8:50, something like that. So the first period of the Stanley Cup will be on while you're working. So what, and of course, you know, a little bit of Marlins live postgame. What will that look like for you? Will you be able to check on your phone while you're doing reports from the field or whatever? Like, how's that going to work for you?
Oh, yeah. I always pack my iPad when I know that there's going to be a playoff game going on. And same for, you know, when I'm covering hockey and baseball starts, I'll bring my iPad to hockey games so I can keep an eye on the Marlins. So, yeah, first off, shout out to the Marlins for moving the game up half an hour from 6:40 to 6:10 and doing that in solidarity and support of the Florida Panthers and wanting to make sure that fans had the opportunity to enjoy both baseball and playoff hockey. So, yeah, I will be working the Marlins game, but I will definitely, you know, once 8:15 rolls around or so, and whether we're in the seventh inning, whether we're in the eighth or ninth or whatever it may look like, I'll definitely have the game pulled up on my iPad and taking glances and keeping track of what's going on. But luckily, I mean, we know puck drop is what, 8:20 or so?
8:20.
So yep. Hopefully, I'm really only missing the first 10, 15 minutes of the first period. And like I said, I'll keep an eye on it on the iPad. And then I'm sure Craig Minervini and I will figure out a plan for after the postgame show is over and we'll go catch the rest of the game because certainly don't want to miss out on if the Cats get the opportunity to hoist their first ever Stanley Cup.
I'm on ESPN tomorrow night during the game. I'm on ESPN from 7 to 10.
Really?
So so if the timing works, I'll get done like at the start of the second intermission. I'll be able to watch the third period completely uninterrupted, but the game will start around 8:20. Second period will start around, you know, 9:10-ish, maybe 9:15. Right. And I'll have the entire third period to myself with my boys, but I'm going to have the game on while I'm reacting live on the air. I told them, I said, listen, this is what you get. I am who I am. I'm going to be watching the game while we're doing the show. This is what the show is tomorrow night if you want me to work. So I'll be on ESPN Radio tomorrow night in a very similar spot as you. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I appreciate that everybody that I work with the Marlins, they know where I'm coming from. They know where Craig is coming from. You know, they know that we both have covered this team for years and years, and that there is that emotional tie-in and that connection. So even, you know, my pre and post game producer does the pre and post game shows for the Panthers. We have a lot of crew members who do both hockey and baseball. So I promise you, we're going to do the best Marlins broadcast we possibly know how. But there are also going to be a lot of people who are anxiously awaiting being able to jump in and watch the Panthers game as well, because we've all poured our hearts and soul into covering this team. And, you know, just what it would mean, not only for the fans, but people who cover the team, to be able to see the team win a championship. So go Panthers. Hopefully in the next 24 to 48 hours, we are all celebrating big time.
Excellent job, Jessica. I think tomorrow night's going to be a forever night. It's all really, really exciting. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us today. Oh, and by the way, I didn't even mention it yet. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. I hope you had a nice Father's Day weekend. For me, we did Father's Day on Saturday pretty much. Yesterday, I had to work. I was on ESPN. If you were listening to me yesterday, that's awesome. I appreciate that. I also hope that you guys had a really good Father's Day. And if you didn't catch this morning, you know I'm on Driving the Line every Monday morning. That's our sports betting brand of record. My man Jonathan Coachman, youtube.com/@drivingtheline. I did that this morning, so you could always check that out as well. You get the winning plays. We gave plays for the NBA Finals tonight. So speaking of which, I expect tonight's game to be a blowout. I don't see... I would like for tonight. I think the Celtics close tonight. It sucks. You know, like someone asked me, yo, Zaslow, I want the Celtics to lose so bad. Would you take the Celtics collapsing and losing a 3-0 lead if it also meant the Panthers would collapse? I'm like, fuck no. And you know what my response was? First of all, if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, that takes away a lot of the sting of the Boston Celtics winning the NBA championship. But here's the thing. Hate's bigger than love. I mean, love's bigger than hate, man. Love's bigger than hate. I love the Panthers. My love for the Panthers is so much greater than my hate for the Celtics. If the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, I could give a shit about the Celtics winning the NBA Finals. They're going to win tonight, though. I feel like, you know, can this Mavericks team give you the type of performance that the Heat gave last year in Game 5? And what I mean by that was the Nuggets were clearly the better team. They were back home Game 5, up 3-1. Heat led the entire game. Heat were up with 2.5 minutes left. And then the Nuggets ended up pulling it out. Great game. Can the Mavericks give you that? So it's a little bit of something to root for tonight throughout four quarters. I think tonight is going to look a lot like what it looked like the last time the Celtics won in 2008. They were up 3-1 at the Lakers. Remember, back then the format was 2-3-2. The Lakers won Game 5 in Los Angeles. They stayed alive. The series goes back to Boston. And from start to finish, the Celtics were up by like 50 points. They smoked them. It was a celebration the whole time. That's how I envision tonight. Like, I think Tatum's going to be awesome tonight. I think Brown's going to be awesome. I think they're going to hit a ton of three-pointers. I think the Mavericks, I think they're going to get smoked tonight. And, like, you put on the television shows, the radio shows, and I feel like it's really similar to what we were doing last series with Dallas and Minnesota when Dallas went up 3-0. And then when Minnesota won Game 4 to stay alive, they're coming back home now in Minnesota for Game 5. If they win this game, oh, then it gets really interesting. And Dallas ended up killing them in Minnesota in Game 5. So what I'm saying was, going into that Game 5, we were trying to come up with reasons why this could be the first time that a team comes back from 0-3. and really just trying to come up with reasons that this series can keep going and something, anything, can save what's been a dreadful NBA postseason. I feel like that's what we've been doing the last couple days here with the NBA Finals. We're trying to come up with scenarios where the Mavericks are going to be able to extend this thing. They're not. I think the Celtics are going to smoke them tonight. And I also think Kyrie Irving, look, one of my plays that I gave out on driving the line today, I'll just give it to you guys here. I like Kyrie Irving under 23.5 points tonight. Kyrie Irving was really good in the two home games. Terrible in Boston. After all the talk, after all the buildup, after all the lead up, Kyrie back in Boston, all the goodwill, which not for me. I mean, I hate Kyrie. I do. I hate him. I hate Kyrie Irving. You know, you put out the anti-Semitic stuff, you lost me forever. I hate Kyrie Irving. I can't stand him. But even I'll admit, you know, Kyrie Irving was a miserable prick the last several years. At least this year has been somewhat pleasant. I think a lot of that, you know, if you will, the, you know, him essentially resurrecting his image, I think it goes away if he's terrible tonight and they lose. Three terrible games, all on the road, all in Boston. The Boston Celtics own you. The city owns you. The Celtic fan owns you. If Kyrie cannot have a big-time performance tonight and the Mavericks win, it's a major choke job for Kyrie. And by the way, he's not a superstar anymore. He's not even a star player anymore. It's one thing for you to wind up winning and playing well at home. If you're a star player, you play well on the road too in the finals. And if he goes 0-3 in Boston and terrible in all three games, he's not a star player anymore. If that's the case, I'm not sure Kyrie Irving could be your number two. If that's the case, if you're a star player, give me a good performance on the road. If not, you're not a star player anymore. It's Luka Doncic, and you may need to find a way to bring somebody else on board because Kyrie's not a star player anymore. We'll see tonight. I go under 23.5 points for Kyrie. I think not only are the Celtics going to blow him out, so Kyrie may not play very much in the fourth quarter, but I think that city owns him. I think they're in his head. I think he's going to be terrible once again tonight. All right. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? Well, a few months ago, they moved to a new location, but don't you worry, it's in the same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. You're not going to find more Hurricanes gear anywhere but Caneswear. But hey, if you're looking for your new Florida Panther gear before you head to Game 5 tomorrow night, you gotta stop at Caneswear. I mean, what are we talking about? Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or go to caneswear.com. Pick up all your new Florida Panther gear. You're looking for Inter Miami gear, Miami Heat, not just Hurricane gear. All of our favorite South Florida sports teams gear is at Caneswear. Go to caneswear.com. They'll deliver it right to your front door. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about this? Brian Windhorst. He was on Unsportsmanlike this morning on ESPN Radio. And I didn't know this. He describes a new NBA rule that could go into effect tonight.
As soon as the finals ends, this is a new rule this year. As soon as the finals is over, teams can negotiate with their own free agents. So if the finals ends tonight, we will start seeing contracts, I believe, as early as tomorrow. Pascal Siakam, but here comes your backs, baby. Tyrese Maxey, bam, tomorrow. None of this, we negotiate on July 1st. That's all thing. So Paul George, in theory, as soon as this season ends, can negotiate with the Clippers and sign. Klay Thompson can negotiate with the Warriors and sign. Ain't gonna happen.
Oh,
and so that was that. You know, all this stuff is sort of part of negotiation. I am fascinated that Paul is very clearly going to be headed towards free agency, despite them knowing that the 76ers and others are going to be there with the big offer. Donovan Mitchell can sign an extension with the Cavs in theory
tonight.
In theory.
Wow.
I'm not saying that would happen.
No, I understand
saying,
that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going big deal. This has been, first of all, I think it's stupid that you can't negotiate with your own player. Like, why not during the season? Why do there have to be specific rules for how you could sign your own players to extensions? They're on your team. That's so stupid. At least here, all right, season ends tonight. Right when the season's over, a window opens up for you to negotiate with your own players. And then, in 2 weeks, all the other, you know, you can negotiate with players who are still going to be free agents, who are still free agents from other teams. So at least here, you can start negotiating with your own players. So I like that. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? Yesterday, Angel Reese, hard flagrant foul on Caitlin Clark. Here's Angel Reese after the game.
For inside, I mean, I think we were playing really hard. I think we went up really strong a lot of times and we didn't get a lot of calls. And going back at looking at the film, I've seen a lot of calls that weren't made. I guess some people got a special whistle.
All right, look, I'm going to go not a big deal overall because flagrant fouls happen in basketball. And as long as nobody gets hurt, you know, I like it that Angel Reese doesn't like Caitlin Clark. I mean, I think Angel Reese comes off looking really poor most of the time, but it's better than everybody hugging and kissing all the time. I like that Angel Reese doesn't like Caitlin Clark. But here's the thing. Some players get certain calls. Angel, if you did that in college, they would have thrown you out of the game. All right? They'd have thrown you out of the game. And in every league, by the letter of the law, that's a flagrant foul every single time. So I don't know what you're talking about. And, you know, did she do it on purpose? Did she put a little extra oomph on it? Yeah. Like, Angel Reese doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. Angel Reese fouling Caitlin Clark doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. That was the flagrant foul. It was Angel Reese who committed it. She committed it on Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese does not get the benefit of the doubt. When the last time they played, there was a flagrant foul on Caitlin Clark, and Angel Reese stands up off the bench and starts cheering. Yeah, you know what? Angel, you did this. You don't get the benefit of the doubt. So, do I think she did it on purpose to Caitlin Clark? If it was somebody else, my answer would have been no. But it wasn't someone else. It was Angel Reese, and it was Caitlin Clark. So, yeah, I think she did it on purpose. But I'm going not a big deal as far as the flagrant foul is concerned. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, here's Joe Mazzulla continuing to be an asshole when he's asked about the possibility of becoming an all-time great champion coach.
Let's talk about, you know, it's all about the players. But you're a young coach. What would it mean for you personally, coach, to be a part of that?
That'll never happen if you don't run back on defense, rebound, execute, and get to your spacing. It's the most important thing.
I mean, it's not a big deal because I don't think he's a big-time coach. He was handed the keys to a team coming off of an NBA Finals appearance, but man, is he an asshole. You know, I don't expect him to sit there and talk about how great it'll be if he's a champion. He's not going to do that before they win. But every time, you know, you get this holier-than-thou answer out of him, every time he's asked a simple question, he's very tough to take. He is a total asshole. Joe Mazzulla, get the hell out of here. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us where we get all of our favorite sports teams gear, Caneswear, items for men, women, kids, 2655 South University Drive in Davie, or online, caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes! Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks everybody for hanging out with us. Again, I hope you all had a really nice Father's Day, Father's Day weekend. I hope we enjoy the finals tonight. Can you give me a good game? We got Monday Night Raw tonight. There's a lot of things happening. It looks like the new Uncle Howdy group, that's right, Bray Wyatt, they may debut tonight on Monday Night Raw. That could be something. There's a lot going on. And tomorrow, well, we wake up tomorrow morning, and it'll be the last day that the Florida Panthers are not Stanley Cup champions. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.